Do you ever, just curious, do you ever go to the it's called them the super big boys, the institutional players, the anchor loans of the world, the Genesis of the world, the big players who loan a lot of money? Or you're always better off with your private folks. You may pay them a little more, but you get a little bit more lenient terms.
Yeah, so it depends on how big the deal is, right? So I've got a couple of relationships with our fellow CG members that are hard money lenders, and I recently did a deal that was like, oh, it was right around $400,000. Well, I just didn't want to tie up that much money of my private lender money, particularly when I knew that I was going to get in and get out, on the short term, probably within a 6 month period. So the answer is yes. So, like with yourself, I've got relationships with hard money lenders. So I let the type of deal dictate the type of money that I'm going to use on that deal, whether it's going to be a hard money or private money.
That makes total sense. Now I'm going to shift you a little bit and kind of walk you in the in the arena of commercial real estate equity. I do a lot of commercial deals. We invest into a lot of commercial equity deals. Do you, by any chance, again, I haven't read your book. Do you teach folks how to raise capital for equity deals or only pure debt deals?
Yeah.
In other words,
So yeah, the
like you play a
focus.
hard money classic versus you're acquiring some small multifamily and you're raising capital for that, but you're
Yeah.
raising equity capital, not first lien mortgage.
Right. Yeah. The focus of the book is for single family houses. All the examples that I have in it are single family, and of course, as you know better than anybody else, Mike, if you're raising private money for commercial deals, some small apartments or whatever, it's all the same money. It's structured differently. And, their security is typically different if you're raising money for a fund, say, in contrast to what we call one-offs, right? Every deal stands on its own. So in this world of private money, we borrow the money, they're getting the deed of trust or mortgage, securing that loan by that property that they're loaning money on. So, as I said, it's all the same money, but it's structured differently.
Yeah, makes total sense. You're teaching them how to do plain vanilla first trust the deeds or mortgages relatively safe. They don't capture the same upside as the equity at the same time. Most people just look for safety when they invest in these trust deeds. So it makes total sense. Yeah, and then on the commercial side, of course, it's the relationships are similar, but the capital structure a little bit different. So
Correct.